Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, November 26th, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments in Apple's appeal of a decision by a lower court to allow a class action lawsuit against it. The suit accuses Apple of violating antitrust law by requiring any app installed on iOS be obtained through Apple's App Store, thus inflating prices. Apple claims the plaintiffs lack legal standing to bring the lawsuit because they are not direct purchasers from Apple, but purchasers from app developers. Logitech told TechCrunch that it had held negotiations to acquire Plantronics, but decided not to proceed. Both companies build accessories for electronic devices. Businesses in Ohio may now pay their taxes in Bitcoin, the first U.S. state to allow that. Companies must register at ohiocrypto.com. Bitcoin prices continued to fall Monday, trading below $3,900. Russia's Roskomnadzor regulatory agency launched a civil case against Google over failure to remove entries from search results. Google could be fined up to 700,000 rubles, that's $10,450 US. Roskomnadzor said Google had not joined a state registry that lists banned websites. Google will no longer show search results if it's confident it can display the answer to a query. That includes answers to things like math questions, time in specific locations, and measurement unit conversions. A link to show all results will still appear below the answer. China's National Office Against Pornographic and Illegal Publications will double the reward for reporting illegal publishing of pornographic material to 600,000 yuan, that's about $86,500 US, starting December 1st. All forms of porn are illegal in China. The reward for reporting content that, quote, endangers ideological security, cultural security, physical and mental health of minors was also raised to 50,000 yuan, that's about $7,200 US. Let's Go Digital noted a patent filed by LG describes a phone with 16 camera lenses arranged in a 4x4 matrix. The patent describes using the lenses to allow shot selection and a change of angle of the subject, such as rotating the head. The German Federal Office for Information Security has published a draft of rules for securing small office and home office routers. Routers that follow the rules could include a certification sticker on their products to indicate compliance. Among the rules are a requirement for Wi-Fi passwords of 20 digits or more, restricted service on WAN, and warnings for out-of-date or end-of-life firmware. Finally, OpenSignal's speed test in 80 countries showed Wi-Fi was slower than mobile networks in 33 of those countries. Wi-Fi suffered from congestion of airwaves in some locations. Australians had the biggest advantage, with mobile networks on average 13 megabits per second faster than Wi-Fi. Qatar, France, Mexico, Turkey, and South Africa were among the other countries where mobile was generally faster than Wi-Fi. However, Wi-Fi was more than twice as fast on average than mobile in Hong Kong, the U.S., Thailand, Israel, and Russia. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.